Good morning and welcome back to Nachyami. We are learning Iyov Perek Lamed Vav, the 36th chapter of the book of Iyov. We're now getting towards the end of the speeches of Elihu. Elihu actually makes four speeches in total. This is the beginning of the fourth speech, which takes two prakim, Perek Lamed Vav and Lamed Zayin. This Perek is 33 psukim long, and the general point of this Perek is describing the notion of Nisayon, which means the idea of a test rather than a punishment. Iyov now is addressing, Elihu is addressing Iyov directly once again. And he says the following. Let's take a look at the Perek. He makes a number of points in sequence. And there are some of them are quite hard to swallow, to understand them emotionally. Here's what he says. The first four psukim are essentially his introduction. And he starts his speech by pointing out that the reason that he arrived at this conclusion was not through experience. Remember, he said this at the beginning of his speeches earlier on. He says, it wasn't because I looked around the world and I experienced all of this in my life and I was able to research this. He says, you know what? Where I got this from is, ki omnam lo sheker milai tomim de'ois imach. I know that ultimately it came from a place of purity. His idea is that if a person is sensitive enough to truth, they can find it within their very soul. And that's what Elihu is saying, that ultimately he finds it within his own self, this idea, because it is not something which is measurable in the world around us. He then goes on in the second point from Sukkim Hay to Zion to point out six basic tenets that a person believes about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you read through them, each of them is very obvious and very clear to us. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. Hen, Kel, he's powerful. Kabir, he is perfect. V'loyimas Kabir Koach Lev. He does not look down on those who stand up in Nisayon, but those who are strong of heart. Lo yechayeh rasha, he does not allow the evil to live, umishpat aniyim yitain, and he favors those in need. And finally, the sixth point is, lo yigra mitzadik einav, he never turns away from the tzaddik, he will consistently pay attention to the tzaddik and look after them individually. So six basic ideas: Hashem is in control of everything, he's perfect, he does not look down on those who are going through difficult times if they are strong of heart, he hates evil, he favors those in need, and he looks after the tzaddik individually. These are certain basic ideas, and Iyov would agree with all of these ideas, which makes it very difficult to understand the experience that he's going through. And that's why we get to the next point, point three. Psukim Ches to Yud Beis. In this section, he says, based on this, so when you see a person who is good, who is suffering, the im asurim bazikim yilkodun b'chavreoni, you see a person who's now conquered by poverty, a person who's incarcerated. So how do you understand that? He says, it must be. It must be, some people think it might be as a function of their sins, but you know what? No, it's not. It's in order that a person should themselves improve. If they pass the test, they will live a life of goodness. And if not, they'll be finished by the sword. And they'll live a life without knowledge, without purpose. So ultimately, what Elihu is introducing, this is the reading of the Malbim in understanding this, is that what he is saying is that sometimes you think, and this is what the friends thought as well, is that based on the principles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect and he cares and he hates the evil and he loves those who are righteous and these Hashkacha Pratis, then how could it be that Iyov is suffering? So the answer is, well, there's another notion. There's a notion of a test. And the test is there to be the crucible of a person's growth. He moves on to point four, Psukim Yud Gimel to Tesvav. In these three Psukim, he says, when dealing with Nisayon, it depends how a person takes it. There are those who have flattery and dishonesty in their hearts, and they take it badly, and they accuse HaKadosh Baruch about them, but they are humble. They are humble people, and they will ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch will free them. Right, and so he points out the contrast is, V'chanfei lev yosimu af. Those who have chanufa, flattery, who have duality in their heart, will be angry. And those yechaletz oni ba'onyoy v'yogel b'lachatz oznom. But the person who is humble will be the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately save when dealing with Nisayon. Sometimes we need to just realize that we're there for a purpose, that there's a reason why we're there. And finally, we get into the next point here, pasuk, point 5, which is Psukim Tes Zion to Yud Tes, where he says, he turns directly to Eov, and he says, you know, and it's a very, very difficult pasuk to translate, but nonetheless, there are a number of suggestions given in pasuk Tes Zion. V'af hasischa mipitzar, Hashem has seduced you from the mouth of which is narrow, rechav loy mutzak tachteo, wide, which is not narrow underneath it, v'nochas shulchanecha molei deshen, and your table was filled with all kinds of good things. The way that Rav Schwab understands this, based on the classic Mefarshim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by putting you through this, has seduced you away from the narrow entrance, which refers to the entrance of Gehinnom, of the netherworld. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been saving you by putting you through this, because ultimately you could pass through this. The way the Malbim looks at this is a little bit differently, is he understands that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that there's two different types of tests. There's the test of Revacha, which is the idea of wideness, of expanse. When a person is put to the test by being successful, whether it be successful emotionally, economically, spiritually, that a person has, and then there's a test of has not, when the person has that all taken from them. So the first part is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you unfettered access to everything. You had children, you had wealth, you had health, you had everything you wanted, Eov, and you passed that test. But what the Satan was asking was not about that test. He said, what about the second test? When he takes it away, V'din rasha maleisa din u'mishpat yismoichu, at that point in time, will you be willing to still adhere to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he took it all away? And that's where ultimately you failed, as he turns to Eov. Pause in the next point, point 6 of the 8 points of this parak. He says, Al tish'af halayla la'alois amim tachtom. Don't wait for the night to protest against those evil nations. Yishomer al tefen el oizen, ki al zeh bochartam me'oni. You chose this. Meaning to say, you're now in a situation where you start thinking more than yourself. You're now in a situation where you have real issues to contend with, but you chose this. And there's something to think about this over here, is that this was exactly what the Satan had said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Satan had said, Eov is successful because of his circumstance. Change his circumstance, he won't be so successful when it comes to his Avodas Hashem. And what's indicated over here is that ultimately you, your soul, might have chosen this path to be the one of your test. Point 7, and this is Chav Beis to Chav Gimel, is he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is like you? You put through people through these incredibly difficult situations for a success in a domain which is not measurable. You want people to succeed in the realm which is spiritual, which is beyond simply what you measure and you look at. You raise them up spiritually through this. And finally, the last point of the perek, which is Psukim Chav Dalet to Lamed Gimel, the very last part of the perek, is really just a description of the incredible and perfect nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is inscrutable. He is beyond auditing. He is beyond understanding. And the one example that he uses over here is the water cycle. The Malbim goes to a great length describing this. The Malbim very much involves in the sciences of the time, understands and goes through this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beautiful water cycle, how water evaporates, the notion of static electricity, the notion of thunder and lightning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly, clearly in control of this entire world. So therefore, coming back in a certain sense as a mirror parallelism to the beginning of the perek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. We believe him to be perfect. And therefore, in the middle of the perek, when we see that there's discrepancies, we need to understand that it is not as a function of a problem on the side of the sinner or a problem on the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have to be that the victim is wrong or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong, which is essentially the zero-sum game that's been presented up till now. Rather, there's the notion of Nisayon. There's the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put a person through a test. You know, Ramban famously says in Shaar HaGemul, in his commentary on the idea of the next world, he says that the word Nisayon is related to the word Nes. Nes is a banner. And the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to herald the banner of this person. He wants to show Avraham Avinu is capable of listening to him in the most extreme of circumstances. But in order to be able to do that, it doesn't necessarily work just by knowing what the person thinks. We can all think wonderful things, but when push comes to shove, when the gun is at the temple, God forbid, that's when the decisions need to be made. And this is when the decision's being made over here. In a certain sense, it comes back to that original mashal, that original parable, when we talk, when the Chazal say that the Satan was comparing Eov to Avraham Avinu and saying he would not stand like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu went through Nisayon. He went through the Akedah, which was a Nisayon according to most of the Mefarshim. And now Eov is going through his sacrifice where he loses his children, God forbid. And the question is can he withstand, can he still adhere to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even those circumstances? And Eliyahu is essentially saying, you failed to understand this, Eov. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.